Good morning, Calvary Radio family. This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're this unique online community of faith. You can find us online at churchonline.com, but we spell that uniquely C-H-R-C-H, churchonline.com, because we say all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to share something that just kind of came to me as I was reading through my morning devotion. Now, I don't know if you do this, but I have one of those Bible through the year reading programs that I'm doing. And I came across Exodus chapter 2, the story of Moses, the birth of Moses. Now, it kind of struck me different this time than I had ever thought about it before. And I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you. First, understand chapter 1 in the book of Exodus. It talks about this backstory that there was, this is after Genesis, after the story of Joseph, and after all those things that happened, that there was a Pharaoh who did not know Joseph. So he didn't remember the agreements that were made. He didn't remember the promises that Pharaoh had earlier made to Joseph and the family and the Israelites. And then it tells us that the Israelites had grown from being simply a family to now being a nation, a tribe, a group of people that was so numerous, they said that it actually the Pharaoh thought they were a threat. So what they thought of, we have to get rid of them. So they made this edict that all baby boys born to the Israelite, the Jewish people, had to be thrown in the Nile River. Now imagine that hanging over your head. Your wife is pregnant and you're just maybe praying that it's not a boy so that you don't have to go through that. But that's not what happens to the story. In chapter 2, verse 1 of Exodus, it says, "A man from the house of Levi went and took a wife and a daughter of Levi. So the woman conceived and bore a child. When she saw that he was a beautiful child, she hid him for 3 months. But she could no longer hide him. She took an ark of bulrushes for him, daubed it with asphalt and pitch, and put the child in it, and laid it in the reeds at the river's bank. And his sister stood afar off to know what would be done to him." Now pause for a minute in the story. We've got that picture. Little baby Moses being placed into this basket that it was all covered so that it would be sealed in the water. But I want to tell you, notice this one. Moses' mother did exactly what she was commanded, didn't she? You're supposed to put, any male child was supposed to be placed in the Nile River. Now the thought is, obviously, you're tossing them aside. You're casting them aside. But she didn't want to do it that way. And because God does unexpected things, he had a whole different plan. But I want you to think about Moses' mother in this moment. She's doing exactly what she's been called to do, but she's placing her son, literally giving her son away to the Nile River. I don't know that she thought about what would happen next. We can't know what she knew, but one of the things you could be sure of, she had no idea what could come of this. That's why she sent her daughter out to go follow, see what happens. Maybe in her mind, you know, just watch him, and when something happens to him, just let me know. You can imagine the sorrow. But then the unexpected happens. It says, verse 5, "The daughter of Pharaoh came down to bathe in the river, and her maidens walked alongside the river. And when she saw the ark among the reeds, she sent her maid to get it. When she opened it, she saw a child, and behold, the baby wept. So she had compassion on him and said, 'This is one of the Hebrew children.'" Again, pause. Okay, we have this moment now where everything changes. I'm pretty certain this is not at all what Moses' mother expected. She never expected this to happen. I'm sure of that. She sends her daughter down, follows, see what happens to him. Because honestly, think about it. It's the Nile River. There's crocodiles. It could be swept over. There's so many different things that could happen. And I know she wasn't thinking, "I'll bet the daughter of the Pharaoh will find him and have pity on him." I don't think that's at all what she was thinking. Instead, she had something far more tragic in mind. And the next part, I know she never expected this one. "Then his sister said to Pharaoh's daughter, 'Shall I go and call a nurse for you from the Hebrew women so that she may nurse the child for you?' And the Pharaoh's daughter said, "Go." So the maiden went and called the child's mother. Then Pharaoh's daughter said to her, "Take the child away and nurse him for me, and I will give you wages." And the woman took the child and nursed him. Okay, pause again. Again, I know this is not what Moses' mother was thinking here, that I'll be handed back my own child and actually get paid to take care of my own child. I know that's not what she was thinking. Again, she was probably thinking the worst. But then God did something unexpected, as God always does. I want you to think about this and think about it in your own life. Have you come to a point where you're just challenged? Something happens and you don't know even what to pray anymore. You don't know what direction, but do you place it into the Nile River? Do you just say, "Okay, Lord, it's in your hands. I'm casting this thing off to go the way you say it should go"? That's an incredible act of faith, but that's what we're called to do at times too. When God brings us to a place where all seems hopeless, we are called to have hope and place our trust in a basket and place it in the river and allow God to take care of it. Last little verse, and this is verse 10. And the child grew, and he brought him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son. So she called his name Moses, because I drew him out of the water. That's the story. I know that she never expected the last part. My son would be raised as a prince in the house of Pharaoh. Again, get that mental image in your mind. Could there be a better outcome? But I do not think that Moses' mother at any point in time, I don't even think she would have been praying, "Lord, take the baby. Allow Pharaoh's daughter to find him. Allow him to be raised by a prince." I don't think that's what at all what she was thinking. It's just, "Lord, I'm trusting you. I'm going to do what I've been commanded to do and place my child into the Nile River, not knowing what's going to happen." But again, now God turns the story completely around. Now she's given back her child and going to be paid to raise her child, essentially. Oh, it's going to be heartbreaking here at some point. She's got to give the child back to Pharaoh's daughter. But then there's the joy of knowing he's going to be raised in a way that is not threatening. We're no longer going to be under these rules and regulations of the Pharaoh in the same way. He's going to be in the Pharaoh's house and raised as a prince. It could not have turned out any better. Now, let's think about those impossible situations in our own lives. I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know. Maybe something has brought you here today that has made you think in this way. I'm facing something impossible. And what if I told you today to put it in a basket and place it in the Nile River? Not literally, but place it into the hands of God. We're told to cast our cares on him because he cares for us. That's Moses' story. That's our story. So today, we are going to switch gears, and we're going to pray, and I'm going to pray there first, because just somebody's going through some situation that seems impossible. We've got a lot of people on our list that are praying for some serious things today, and I just want to remind you, that's where it all comes back to, placing this into the hands of God and allowing him to do what he does so well. Just a reminder, if you'd like us to pray for you, all you have to do is call that 800 number, 866-303-9457. We'll pray for you on a future edition of Battleground. Let's turn our hearts to prayer. Father, we are just giving you thanks and praise for today. We thank you for this incredible story of Moses and Moses' mother, who by faith placed her child, this incredible gift from you, placed him into a basket, put it into the Nile, not knowing what was going to happen. And the outcome was completely unexpected. And Lord, we know that you do that. We know that you are the God of the impossible, the God of the unexpected. And I'm praying today for somebody. Somebody's going through something. I could think of some things in my own life that seem challenging, difficult. And I need the unexpected. I need you to do something that I wouldn't have even prayed for, even if I thought about it. And your word is just filled with these kinds of stories. So today, like me, I'm sure there are others out there listening. They've got their own situations. And Lord, we don't even know what to pray in this situation, but we're trusting you. So we're going to place this thing into your hands. We're going to cast our cares on you. And we know that you care for us. So you're going to handle this in a way that we never even expected, Lord. Lord, let us just trust you in the little things and watch how you work in the big things. And today we want to place some other big things before you, those things that are way above our level of thinking. I pray for our leaders, our leaders at every level, and I'm just praying for them, turning their hearts to you. But your word says we don't have to agree with them. We don't have to agree with their politics, but we do need to pray. And Lord, we are going to pray today for our leaders just to make laws that help us live peaceful lives, like it says in your word. And Lord, we also want to pray for those people on the other side of things, for the Supreme Court, people that uphold the law and do the judgments. And I just pray you give them the courage and the biblical and constitutional wisdom they need to just carry out these decisions that need to be made. And then the people that enforce the laws, our first responders, especially our police officers, may your hand of protection be on them. Our other first responders, firefighters and EMTs that go into difficult situations, Lord, just again, protect them, guide them, guard them, lead them. And we pray for our military that is out there on guard day and night. And we pray for your strength, your wisdom to be upon them, lifting up their chaplains that are out there side by side, telling them about you and leading people to you. And I pray that you give them the strength to do that. We pray also for those conflicts in other nations, and it just seems like so many things we hear about in the news, but of course we put in your hands Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, like it says in your word, and I'm lifting up just the salvation of many souls there. I pray for that whatever's going on in this current situation, you're going to use it for your glory, and it's going to result in people coming to you. So I pray you protect your people. Give the soldiers and the leaders and everybody involved the wisdom that they need to deal with this conflict. We pray also for the same thing in the Russia-Ukraine situation. We continue to pray for your peace, where peace doesn't even seem possible. And we want to lift up people like I know Pastor Sergey that is there right now trying to spread the gospel, keep him safe, keep his team safe, help them to reach people that need to be reached. And more than anything, just allow that peace to be with him. We pray for people in prison, for the inmates and also the staff there, Lord. We just want to see a mighty work in the prison system. People recognize where they are. May they turn their hearts to you. We pray for salvation. We pray for, yes, a revival even in the prison systems. We pray for this ministry, Calvary Radio, just praying for just all those listeners and people that partner with us. Just bless each of them, and maybe just your provision be on this ministry, that you just provide what we need here to keep going. We pray for some specific things. We're lifting up Steve. He's having surgery next week, and I'm just praying for good results, good recovery from all of that. We're praying for Jody also. She's having a surgery for lung cancer next week also, and we're just praying that that cancer is completely removed and just minimal treatment is going to be required, and I'm just praying for your confidence in her and in the doctors and in her family. And just maybe this is something that can lead other families to you when they see your hand at work in all this. We pray for Carol. She's also for healing and restoration. Just give her your peace and allow them to do the surgery. This one's on February the 20th. You know the situation, Lord. And I'm just praying for what you're going to do in Carol and through this. We pray for Deanna, a young woman who is a growth in her kidney. Don't know if she needs surgery. Only you can see her way through that one. And I'm just praying for what you're doing. You could heal this today, Lord. This could go away right now. You are able. But we always pray, not our will. Your will be done. So just be with Deanna during this time and just lead and guide and direct just whatever she's going through right now. Also praying for Doris, another individual, praying for good results from the surgery, just relieve her pain give her restful sleep after all this. We lift up Jennifer. She needs healing in her whole body. She's got some numbness and the doctors can't figure out why. Lord, you're the great physician. You know what's happening in Jennifer's life and you know everything that's going on. So we just pray for her and pray for a healing in that situation. We pray for Carolyn for healing a blood cancer that requires a stem cell transplant. There's been some setbacks in the donor. And Lord, I'm just praying you give her and her husband encouragement, peace, and strength for all of this. Help that new donor to become a parent and praying for a successful treatment and all that. We pray for Rose, who's had a cancerous brain tumor, and prognosis is not good, Lord. I'm praying you heal and restore, but more than anything, according to your will, according to your plan, just help her and the family during this stressful, difficult, frightening time, Lord. You just be glorified in it all. We lift up Charles, who's been diagnosed with autism, and I'm just praying maybe he'll start talking soon. We know people with that diagnosis that just have been able to pass through it in different ways, and I'm just praying for Charles at this time. You do a mighty work in his life. We pray for Betty, who's ill, and praying for the salvation of her soul. So she needs two things. The most important is that she just draws near to you, and then second, those whatever that illness is, whatever that healing she needs, Lord. And we pray for Gary in just two words. It says pain relief. So, Lord, I pray for Gary today. Whatever he's going through, I'm praying for that pain relief in him. I don't know the situation, but you see it. You're the great physician. You know it better than anybody else. Bring your relief in this time and even use this to draw Gary and maybe other family members closer to you. We pray for George for better health and for finances. We pray for Diana. Help her as she needs healing and she also needs relief from pain. You go to work in that, Lord. I'm praying for Kathy. Just give her and her family your peace. She's having some testing even today. And I'm just praying that cancer has not spread, that we get good news from that. But we just lay this at your feet for healing, and that she could be declared cancer free. She's trusting in you, and I'm just praying you help her see her through this trial and just give her your eyes and your wisdom to know what to do. And the same with the doctors, that they know what to do, what not to do. We pray for Ron, also two cancer spots on his bones. Just remove those. Keep him cancer free, Lord. I pray for Tony, is diabetic and keeps passing out. Just help her and help her doctors find the problem and correct it. We pray for Aaron. He's a foreign missionary and he's having surgery this week. And just give the doctors the wisdom and the skill. Allow this procedure to be done well. And just Aaron sees a good recovery through it and get him back out to that mission field and just allow him to draw people to the kingdom. We pray for Nate. He's back in the Ukraine to teach pastors at a leadership conference. And just we recognize that conflict is still ongoing, so keep Nate safe. But also just allow this to be such a great time of restoration for those pastors. Allow this to be something that brings them peace and brings them just even more a sense of resolve to spread the gospel in this war-torn country. We lift up Joyce. She's asking for prayer for her family. You're the God who sees. And we just ask you to just help them and bless them and see them through this, Lord. We pray for Haley, for his safety, that he'll receive the care that he needs. We pray for Ashley. Just please open her eyes and her heart to see the error of her ways and repent. Just help her to be delivered from the drugs and this lifestyle that she's in. Protect her child, protect her children. And just they've been placed under the care of DCFS. And I'm just praying for you to do a mighty work in all of that. Restore Ashley, restore this family, Lord. Lord, we're praying for Steve for healing after ankle replacement surgery. You know the details, Lord, and you just do your mighty work in that. We lift up Julie, and we're just asking for a powerful healing and strength to help her mom and her sister going through the hardships that they're in. And again, you know the details. We may not see it all, but you see them even at this moment. We lift up Stephanie. She's starting a new job. Just help her to do it well and just see your hand in this blessing, the blessing of having a job. We pray for Michael. Just encourage him to help his sister. Again, don't know the details, but you know. So we're just praying for strength and peace and healing for his sister during this time. We're lifting up Rachel Ruth for healing after two heart attacks. Just stabilize her heart. Give those doctors the supernatural wisdom they need to diagnose and treat this rare condition, and just bring a comfort and peace to her family. We pray for Bonnie for healing and restoration following a stroke. We pray for Trevo, who has two aneurysms. Just guide and direct her plan of treatment. We lift up Sue for healing of redness and blistering in her legs. Just help her, Lord. We pray for Kathleen and her family to have peace with their neighbors. Just praying that she needs wisdom regarding some of the work that she's done and some other work that was not completed. Again, you know the details in Kathleen's story, and you just do a mighty work there. We pray for Krista. Just give her a sound and peaceful mind. She needs a job and a place to live and some other basic necessities. Lord, she's yours and she's trusting in you. Just protect and provide for her, Lord. We pray for Ricky. Just help him as he's dealing with a marriage trauma. You know what that is, Lord? We're lifting up his son to be safe and resilient during these challenging times. We pray for Christy for healing and strength after surgery for a brain tumor. And we're just thanking you, Lord, that the surgery was better than expected. And we're praising you for that. And may she and her family have that peace and hope as they're trusting in you. And maybe even this sees people drawn into that right relationship with you, Lord. We're praying for Bob for healing and relief of severe back pain and other shoulder injury, and just give the doctors wisdom there. We pray for Alan for healing and restoration as he's had a stroke. Just help him and Brenda, and they're just giving you thanks and praise. He is improving, but Lord, you just continue the mighty work you do there. We pray for Jen, a Christian dealing with her life by drinking, and we know that that's not the way, Lord. And I'm just praying you help her to rely on you, see the error of this way, and just help her with this emotional and mental distress that she's under. We pray for Harvey for healing of a leg amputation in the surgery, and I just pray that you're restoring him fully. Just praying for what you're doing in this process. We pray for Matt for healing after a motorcycle accident. May he draw closer to you through this. For Ruth for healing and provision after surgery. For Shahzad, a young man on death row in Pakistan. He's there because of his faith in you, Lord. So be with him. Help him through this process. Lift him up through it all and just let him know that you're there. We pray for an unnamed listener who's lifting up her son. Just give him wisdom, discernment, strength to just totally surrender his life to you and walk in the truth of your word. We pray for Brian, who needs healing from diabetic neuropathy in his feet, and you just know what that's about, and just pray you go to work in that. We pray for Fred for healing of his lungs and kidneys. He had an aneurysm, lots of stuff there, Lord. But more than anything, he needs freedom from drugs and alcohol, and he needs you, Lord. Just be the center of Fred's life and give him the physical, that emotional. Just break those chains of addiction in his life. We pray for Dale for healing of cancer and also healing of his unbelief. Again, he needs you more than the healing of cancer, Lord. I just pray that you help him as he's going through the treatment. Also his wife, Tara, as well. We're praying for Maureen, also healing of cancer. She's using natural treatments and she needs a reliable vehicle, and you just do a mighty work there. We're praying for Dennis for healing after a heart attack. Reveal yourself for him, to him and his family if they don't know you. And Lord, we just want to thank you for this time. We give all of these prayers to you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.